Random House Audio presents Rabbit Run by John Updike. Read for you by Arthur Morey. The motions of grace, the hardness of the heart, external circumstances. Pascal Pensée, 507. Boys are playing basketball around a telephone pole with a backboard bolted to it. Legs, shouts. The scrape and snap of keds on loose alley pebbles seems to catapult their voices high into the moist March air, blue above the wires. Rabbit Angstrom, coming up the alley in a business suit, stops and watches, though he's 26 and 6'3". So tall, he seems an unlikely rabbit, but the breadth of white face, the pallor of his blue irises, and a nervous flutter under his brief nose as he stabs a cigarette into his mouth partially explain the nickname, which was given to him when he too was a boy. He stands there thinking. The kids keep coming. They keep crowding you up. His standing there makes the real boys feel strange. Eyeballs slide. They're doing this for themselves, not as a show for some adult walking around town in a double-breasted cocoa suit. It seems funny to them, an adult walking up the alley at all. Where is his car? The cigarette makes it more sinister still. Is this one of those going to offer them cigarettes or money to go out in back of the ice plant with him? They've heard of such things, but are not too frightened. There are six of them, and one of him. The ball, rocketing off the crotch of the rim, leaps over the heads of the six and lands at the feet of the one.